From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, August 31st. Coming up, there are races on the November ballot in Illinois that you might not have heard much about, but they could have big consequences. We'll learn more from Dave McKinney in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Republican gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey's campaign fund got a major boost from Republican mega-donor Richard Uihlein. The $1 million donation this week came after Uihlein had already given millions to the People Who Play by the Rules PAC. That's the group responsible for a negative ad against Mayor Lori Lightfoot that she called the, quote, ultimate dog whistle. This is Uihlein's first donation to Bailey in the general election cycle. He donated millions to Bailey during the primary. Republican Esther Joy King is making her second run to represent Illinois' 17th congressional district. She narrowly lost in 2020 to retiring Democratic Representative Sherry Bustos. The candidate grew up on the U.S.-Mexico border. She says that's given her a unique perspective on immigration.
What I believe we need to do is to overhaul our legal immigration system so that people can come here and pursue the American dream and contribute on a merit-based effort to the American society and our communities.
King says her sister's husband was in the country illegally and was deported after turning himself in. She says it took years for him to return legally. King says she supports allowing faster visa changes for immigrants who marry an American citizen. The 17th district includes the Quad Cities, Rockford, Peoria, and Bloomington Normal. Illinois schools are unable to fill one out of every 100 teaching positions. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, while the vacancy rate is an issue, it's not as severe as in other states.
In a newly published map of teacher vacancies across the United States, Illinois is dark green, not the comfortable light green of states with barely any vacancies, and not the dire blue of states with one vacancy out of every 10 positions. Tuan Nguyen led the mapping project. He's an education professor at Kansas State University, and he says most of the acute shortages are in the Deep South.
We see that some states are experiencing high rates of vacancy and raw vacancy numbers. For instance, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, they have more than 3,000 vacant positions in each state as of last year.
Nguyen says teacher turnover has increased by about a percentage point in the last 2 years, but it's not an exodus. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The University of Illinois reported yesterday 388 people have tested positive for COVID-19. That's the most cases discovered in a single day of testing since the university first rolled out saliva tests in the fall of 2020. Most of the cases are occurring among undergraduates. University officials began to see a spike in cases late last week. In response, Chancellor Robert Jones sent out a mass email strongly recommending students and staff wear masks in classrooms. This fall is the first semester the university is not requiring masks in classrooms. The university lifted masking requirements in other indoor settings in the spring after Governor J.B. Pritzker lifted the state mandate. The university has scaled back its COVID-19 testing operation to one testing site, the Illini Union. Tests are still available at the Union weekdays from 7:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Still to come, a closer look at races on the November ballot in Illinois that could have a big impact on the state. Details from Dave McKinney are coming up next on 217 Today.
Join WILL on our 10th annual private rail trip to the East Coast, October 27th through November 4th. Climb aboard beautifully restored train cars and travel in style to your destination. Your itinerary includes guided sightseeing tours in Boston and Salem, with a stop in Plymouth to visit a living history museum. You'll also have time to explore these historic cities on your own. Find the complete trip schedule and pricing at will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. There are two elections on the November 8th Illinois ballot that carry potentially enormous consequences, but they're probably not the races you're thinking of. Yes, governor and U.S. senator are on the ballot, but two seats on the state Supreme Court are also in play, and Republican wins in both of those races could be historic. Claire Lane spoke with state politics reporter Dave McKinney to learn more.
These are campaigns that not a lot of people are talking about right now. Tell us what's at stake.
Well, I mean, you are right. This is not getting much attention, but these are two elections in the collar counties and beyond. And that if Republicans can win these things, the GOP would control the court for the first time since 1969. Now, what does that mean? Well, Governor Pritzker the other day laid it out this way.
Look, I think it would be terrible if the Republicans who want to take away people's rights win those Supreme Court seats. That would take away, frankly, many of the notes of progress that we've made over many years, standing up for workers' rights, standing up for women's rights.
So abortion and gun control are likely to be on the court's agenda, so that's why these elections are so important. We know that Republicans tend to favor looser gun laws than Democrats, and we've seen how a GOP-controlled U.S. Supreme Court has undermined abortion rights. And advocates here on both sides of the abortion fight say the Illinois Supreme Court could emerge as the next battleground on that issue.
So, Dave, let's focus on the candidates. Who aren't really household names in Illinois? Tell us who's running in the 2nd Supreme Court District.
Well, Claire, that's a district that includes Kane, Lake, and McHenry counties and Kendall and DeKalb counties a bit to the west. The Republican is a former three-term Lake County Sheriff, Mark Curran, who got clobbered in his 2020 bid to unseat Senator Dick Durbin. And the Democrat there is Lake County Judge Elizabeth Rochford. Now, Curran calls himself pro-life, and Rochford says she wouldn't sit in judgment of a woman's right of her own autonomy and body. Ahead of the June primary, the Illinois State Bar Association rated Rochford as highly recommended, but they chose not to recommend Curran, who has never been a judge.
And what about in the other court election? Who's on the ballot there?
Well, Claire, the 3rd Supreme Court District covers DuPage and Will counties, plus there are 5 other counties in that district to the south and southwest of Chicago. The Republican is incumbent Supreme Court Justice Michael J. Burke. It's no relation to the Chief Justice, Ann Burke. And the Democrat is Appellate Justice Mary Kay O'Brien. Now, she's been on the bench for 18 years and was an Illinois House member before that. I mean, after a long career as a prosecutor and appellate justice himself, Burke was appointed to the court in 2020. And he's gotten good ratings from the State Bar Association. They gave him its highest rating, which was one notch above O'Brien, who was also recommended. Now, on abortion, O'Brien says that reproductive freedoms in Illinois are tenuous based on the outcome of these elections. Now, Burke says nothing has changed in Illinois since the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs opinion, but he's been linked to some anti-abortion groups.
Now, the elections are about 10 weeks away. How do you see all of this shaking out?
You know, Democrats drew these districts with one goal in mind, and that was to hold on to the court for the next 10 years. In the Curran-Rochford matchup, Joe Biden and J.B. Pritzker won 4 out of the 5 counties in 2020 and 2018, respectively. And in the district where Burke and O'Brien are running, it leans a little more Republican, but Biden and Pritzker won in DuPage and Will counties in the past, and that's where most of the votes come from. But that doesn't mean that advocates like Terry Cosgrove with the abortion rights group Personal PAC aren't deeply concerned about the possible impact of these 2 down-ballot races.
There has never been a more important election, Illinois election, in the last 50 years than there is this one on November 8th.
As you mentioned in the open, Claire, the race for governor is the thing that's getting most of the attention, but these court elections, they really matter.
That's state politics reporter Dave McKinney speaking with Claire Lane about Illinois Supreme Court races on the November ballot. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 83 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Tim Shelley, Emily Hayes, and Dave McKinney. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.